Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I'm giving you a bonus podcast today, the first of a few in a series called Weight Loss Revelations. Today's topic will be, I got a hunger pain and I didn't die. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with your friends and family and leave us a review.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés, the original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
What an awesome day it is here on the Julie Tussey Show. Fall is officially flung, and I am so excited about that. I wanted to give you a little bonus podcast today. I got online this morning, and I created a thing called Weight Loss Revelations, and it was just kind of a sign or a statement in artwork, and it was really cool. But it said, I got a hunger pain, and I didn't die. Weight Loss Revelations by Julie Tussey. I actually had some people notify me and say, I'm going to listen to that. And I thought, well, I better run down and put it down. But I was thinking about this today. As you all know, some of you know, some of you don't because you're new. But for 4 years, I was not able to lose weight. I would lose the same 10 pounds over and over and over again. And I would lose it, gain it, lose it, gain it. And so I've been on this really wild and crazy journey of trying to change the way my body looks. And I've finally had some success in the last 6 months. So yay for that. Today I'm down officially 14 pounds, which I know may not sound like a lot to you, but I have actually done side-by-sides in front view and side view, which I never, ever posted my side view because I looked fair from the front. But when you turn me sideways, I had gained all of this adipose tissue on my stomach because I was going through perimenopause and getting ready for menopause. When you gain weight in your stomach, you can make more estrogen. And of course, estrogen is something that is flagging and going up and down and being low and then high. And so your body puts fat on your stomach to help you make more estrogen, thus the menopausal pouch. You probably don't even want to hear about that. So I started going to the gym, and I actually had done this in the past a few times where I would buy a gym membership, and as soon as I started exercising, I would gain 2 or 3 pounds, which I have since learned that that is water in the muscle. Water in the muscle as you exercise it. It tears it a little bit, and then water comes in, and so you gain like a water weight in your muscle. But that would just discourage me so quickly. I would just quit going to the gym because I thought, man, I'm working out. I didn't like it at all. It took a long time until I really enjoyed exercise. And I would quit, and that wasn't good. That wasn't good because I guess the reason I quit, though, was because, and you may feel this way today, you may have felt like this. I felt like I couldn't even stand to gain another half pound or another pound because I'd been working so hard, so hard. And it wasn't that I was super obese or anything. I just was not comfortable in my own skin. And I'd already had a weight loss goal when I hit the super severe perimenopause, and I gained about 20 pounds on top of that. Well, I just thought, oh my gosh, I was desperate. I was feeling desperate. I actually went to a seminar about vertical sleeve surgery, and I still would love to have that, but my BMI was never high enough, and I really didn't want to change the way my body functions if I could do it on my own, but I felt this horrible, horrible hopelessness. And so to go to the gym and see a 1 pound, a 2 pound, a 3 pound gain, it was just too much for me. It was too much. Well, I don't know what happened at about the third year, but I decided, okay, I've seen pictures of muscle versus fat. You know, muscle's about one-fifth the size of fat. So I've always been very muscular. I was a gymnast when I was in high school, did a lot of gymnastics, did a lot of volleyball, basketball, and I actually did weight training in high school. I don't know why I did that. Just the machines were up there by the gymnastics stuff, and I worked out. And so I was very, very strong. My father made us cut and haul wood my whole life. You know, I grew up kind of not with a farm, but kind of a farm lifestyle. And so I was very, very strong. So I have a lot of muscle in my body. And I decided, okay, if I go and get in shape and still weigh the same, you know, maybe I'll go down a size, maybe I won't, but at least I'll feel better. So when I went, the three pound gain did happen. And it happened for about 6 or 7, maybe 9 months. It happened for a long time. My weight did not budge. And I went 5 days a week when I started. And I did weight training every other day and treadmill every time I went. But you know what? I started feeling better. So I posted this side by side. It's been 16 months. I have lost, as of today, 14 pounds. But when you see the difference in my side view, and you can see it at facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow, when you see that, you are going to be shocked because I look like I've lost 40 pounds. My body has changed. I did go down one size in jeans, which is saying a lot because it was probably actually two sizes because I refused to buy a size bigger than I was, but I probably needed to in all my clothes. So I have this entire wardrobe upstairs of like three sizes smaller than I was, and I wouldn't hardly buy any clothes. If you've done that, definitely give me a shout out. But as a result, I've been on this crazy, crazy journey, and I can honestly tell you that exercise will compact you. But another thing that I had to learn was that hunger pains will not kill me. And, you know, some people can work out at the gym and eat 2,000, 2,500 calories, whatever. I don't know what's up with my body other than I'm trying to go through menopause and not succeeding. But if I eat that many calories, I would just gain. So I either do like 1,200 calories on MyFitnessPal. And of course, you know, they say we underestimate our calories about 20%. So it's probably getting like 1,400 calories a day if that's true. And I just would stay the same. I might go down that 10 pounds and back up. So I went back to Weight Watchers, which I have tried 572 times in the past, but I love that crazy program because it fits my lifestyle. I don't know that I'll stay with it my whole weight loss journey, but right now it's working. And I had to have a paradigm shift in my mind in order to see the weight loss success that I was looking for. So the paradigm shift happened. One day I was talking with April, and April has lost like 40 pounds. And I had known this in the past. I had known, but I just did not remember, I guess. I didn't remember. But I decided that talking with April, after I talked with April, I decided to make this change in my life. And the one thing that April said was, Julie, no matter what you do, you have to create a deficit. You have to cut back on those calories. Well, of course I know that. We all know that, right? But for some reason, she went a step further and said, when I get a hunger pain, I look at it like a challenge, like a, oh, this is a great thing. I am beating my body. I'm beating it at the weight loss thing. And that just resonated with me so, so much. I'm going to tell you more about that when we return.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
So, got our wonderful sponsors in there. If you're looking to sponsor, definitely contact us at thejulietussieshow@gmail.com. But awesome things going on around here. And we're so excited. We're so excited about the Julie Tussie Show. It's taken off like wildfire, and I'm very, very excited about that. But back to my story with April. So April told me, she said, when I get a hunger pain, I look at that like a success. Like I'm going to win this race. I'm going to beat this thing. And so she told me, she said, it's okay to be hungry. Well, I don't know about you. I've had to deal with low blood sugar. So hunger pains have been a kind of a thing to completely avoid. And then, of course, years and years of dieting and yo-yo dieting, I didn't feel good if I had hunger pains. You know, I associated them with not feeling well. And then these diets would say, eat five times a day and eat this and eat that. Well, I had to find what worked for my body. So I started embracing this hunger pain thing. And it was the most amazing thing. I got hunger pains and I didn't die. I didn't die. That was such a revelation to me. And so ever since that talk with April, my weight has just come down. Let's see, probably like 6 or 7 pounds I have lost in the last, I don't know, month, maybe 2 months. And it's just changed my life. And I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy. But did you know that a hunger pain will not kill you? It won't kill you. So this has really, really helped me. I love intermittent fasting. I did a whole podcast on it. You can go in the archives and find it. But I love it if I just quit eating at 6 or 7 at night. And then I just try to go as long after I get up in the morning without eating. I'll have like a quarter of a banana before I work out. And then I'll come home and I will have, I also have coffee too with a little cream in it. But I just go 12 to 16 hours from the time I stopped eating 6 or 7 at night. And I go that long and I actually do a lot of fasting through my sleep. Well, when you do that, sometimes if you stay up past 10, you know, 3 hours has passed or 4 hours has passed, you start getting hungry. So I'll just go get like Carb Master milk, a half a cup, and drink that. And it really helps. But I realize that these hunger pains are not going to kill me. Now, you do have to watch that you don't go so long that you binge. So I be wise. I go have that quarter of a banana and take my vitamins and go down and work out. And then I come back home and it's probably, let's see, 12, 14 hours. As long as I get somewhere in there, I'm happy. If I make it to 16, great. But if I get too hungry, then I go ahead and eat. But I try to make it till 10:30, 11 if I can. Sometimes I can't because I'm up at 5 or 6 in the morning and it's just too much. But I'm learning to listen to my body. And the fact that a hunger pain didn't kill me, honestly, peoples, it was a total revelation for me. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the fact that in order to lose, we talked about this in a podcast that's coming up. In order to lose weight, you have to move your body more, which burns energy, and you have to create a deficit of that energy. So if you are eating food, your body is going to burn the food energy you are putting in it. But if you're not eating as much and maybe feeling a few hunger pains here and there, you're not going to die. It's going to be fine. I'm living proof that you live through it. And you will create a need for your body to burn the fat or adipose tissue on your body for energy. It's amazing, you guys. I know I have so far to go, but I cannot tell you the hopeless feelings that I had for those 4 years when I could not lose weight, feeling so devastated, I guess would be the proper word, not liking how I looked, not feeling energetic, feeling tired, feeling down. It made me depressed. I couldn't wear what I wanted to wear. I couldn't look how I wanted to look. I had to stand up on a stage in front of people, and knowing I was very disciplined and controlled, but my weight would not budge. And it just took tiny tweaks. You know what I mean? Just a tiny amount of changing my diet. With Weight Watchers, I've had people ask me, how have you made it your own? Because I will follow their rules pretty much. But when I come across rules that just don't fit my life, I tweak them. Well, with Weight Watchers, they give you X amount of points, which truly equals X amount of calories per day. And then they give you a weekly allowance of more calories, FYI points, and then they give you the ability to set your tracker where you eat your exercise points. And after I looked at all of that, and I realized Weight Watchers is a healthy program. They help you to choose to eat fruits and vegetables, but the bottom line is they're in it to make money too. And I do believe that a lot of scientific research goes into, okay, how high can we keep these calories but people still lose weight? I may be wrong, but that's what I believe. Otherwise, you would lose weight fast, possibly, and they wouldn't have you there as long, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so it's my opinion of that. But I don't think their heart is in the wrong place, and I think they are fantastic, and it works for most people. In my case, it was not working for me. So my tweak with it was, in the past, because of trying to avoid hunger pains and hearing from people, never let yourself get hungry and blah, blah, those things, I would eat the maximum amount that I was allowed. Plus, I would end up eating like 7 more points a day or 4 more points a day and eating all of the weeklies. And sometimes I would even eat the exercise. Well, no wonder I was really truly just maintaining. That was just too much for my body. So with this new determination that I've had and this new revelation that hunger's not going to kill me and the things that I am learning, I am looking at my Weight Watchers points as the max being 30 points. I will not eat the extras unless I'm going to a special event or something just crazy happened and I had a binge out. And believe you me, I have learned from Heather Robertson that once in a while, I am going to definitely take a week and do maintenance calories right in the middle of my weight loss. If I want to take a day, if I'm having a couple of PMS days and I want to take 2 days out of my month or 2 days out of my week to do maintenance, I will. And I kind of know how many calories it takes. So approximately how many points it takes for me to maintain. And I've proven that to myself over the years by doing the Weight Watcher system so much. So I know how many points it takes to stay the same. And I will do that. And I highly, highly recommend that you do too. Don't just diet, 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 diet. Learn how to live it, live it, live it, live it. Make it your own. So I know I have 30 points a day. If I'm underestimating truly what I'm eating, about 20%, I now shoot to eat 27 points a day. And if I eat 30, yay. But it's the only way that I can control how much I ingest and how much of a deficit I can create or not. So I shoot for 27 and it's working. Now, Weight Watchers will probably tell you don't do that, but they do have this crazy blue dot thing where if you are between 27 and 37 points a day, you get a blue dot, meaning that you pretty much stayed on program. But I don't sweat it if I'm under anymore. I don't sweat it because I love the feeling of a size smaller pants. I love the feeling of turning sideways and my stomach is flatter and my fanny is toner. And from the front, I look thin from the front. It's insane. It's just insane. But it's working. It's working. So I just wanted to share that with you today on the Julie Tussey Show. I know you all that are in the weight loss fight right now with me. I know this has to be an encouragement to you. Let me share with you the secrets of what I'm finding out, because baby, I have learned them the hard way. It has taken me 4 years to learn this. But as we get older, we don't need to eat as much. Sorry. If you want to go work at the gym all the time, you can eat, you can eat a little bit more, but that's just not even possible for me. You know, that's not possible for me. So I've had to find what works for me. And I really, really sincerely hope that this is an encouragement for you. So remember, hunger pains aren't going to kill you, and you won't die if you get them. Well, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Go and check us out. We have a new website, thejulietussieshow.com. You can actually just click right there and hear the podcast. You can, of course, hear us on iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you're listening. Please, please go give us a great review and a thumbs up and like us, whatever it is that they are asking you to do. And definitely share this with your friends and your family. We're trying to get the word out. We don't want to be the best kept secret. We want the word to get out, and we want other people's lives to be affected and changed. We want to help women and men alike to lose weight, to feel healthier, to look fabulous. We are going to be talking about, it's New York Fall Fashion Week, because I think that's what's called. The New York Fall Fashion Week is coming up, and I cannot wait. As a matter of fact, as we record this, we're in the middle of it, so I can't wait to do that podcast. We have some other really good podcasts coming up, but two of them on weight loss success. Don't quit. So those are coming up. So please share this with those that you love and know that would be blessed and encouraged and get some laughs out of this. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussie Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussie, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.